All right, let me jump on into my opening monologue, The Right Side Way, and I'll remind you guys, The Right Side Way monologue sponsored for you every single day by attorney Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee. Stan McDonald, 30-year veteran in the practice of law, and I'll tell you more about him momentarily. So, I don't know if you saw the headlines or not, but, you know, tucked in between things like spending bills and DOGE and DEI in schools and players entering the portal and more, there was a story that indicates that, I don't know, justice may be returning to the justice system. How about that? Because yesterday, in a landmark smackdown that rivals anything from an MMA octagon fight, Atlanta District Attorney Fannie Willis got her fanny handed to her by the appellate court in Georgia. It was a pretty shocking and well-earned rebuke of her misguided attempt to commit lawfare and abuse the criminal justice system just to suit her own political grievances. The Georgia appellate court determined that Fannie Willis had so grievously committed acts of impropriety and a rushed zeal to get Trump that the only way to restore confidence in the justice system overall was to fully and completely remove her from the case. She didn't lose her job, per se, although that's still possible if the state bar looks at this and decides she ought to be punished with removal of her license. But without losing her job, she was still fired. I mean, just like that. In other words, she did such a horrible job and committed such incomprehensible, impudent, unethical, and potentially illegal acts that the senior court in her state won't even let her continue. She didn't get fired, but she was torched, and rightly so. And listen, it's just an indicator that these are weird times in which we live, right? Weird. To some degree, they're almost unprecedented legally. I mean, think back just, was it last year? A transgender murderer, 6 innocent people at a Christian school, and mere days later, the President of the United States issued a proclamation claiming that transgenders represent the soul of America. What? He declared it to be the day of the National Day of Transgender Visibility, whatever that means. In D.C., Democrats have harangued conservatives for the past 4 years over the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol, claiming it was an insurrection. Yeah, an insurrection. People have been locked up for the past few years without due process because they were allegedly impeding the flow of governance. But yet, gun control activists last year forced their way into the Tennessee state capitol in 2023, actually blockading legislators in restrooms and requiring state troopers to intervene. But hey, that was just a peaceful protest. Right. It's as if the world has been captive to some form of madness, some kind of strange mental estrangement from reality where the narrative was twisted every day. But I'll be honest with you, in the middle of all the weirdness we've seen in the last 4 years, nothing beats the left's abuse of the justice system. Let's not forget that while Hunter Biden got a pardon for anything and everything he did or could have done for a span of a whole decade, that people like Rudy Giuliani and Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro and General Michael Flynn, they all had their lives ripped away by zealous prosecutors eager to get Trump. Prosecution on principle, not a good thing. And what do I mean by that? I mean that any prosecution needs to be a purely evidence-based actual crime against the rule of law and the peace of society. But having an agenda first, a principle of getting someone at any cost, of using the court system to seek revenge as opposed to simply making society safe, well, that's not what Lady Justice wears the blindfold for. That's nothing but lawfare, and it needs to be abolished. As an attorney myself, I have focused my 2 decades of legal practice to civil law. But within my firm, we have lawyers that practice civil and criminal and domestic and guardianship and real estate and bankruptcy, you name it. I once had a client, though, who had a good mad going against somebody who he told me he wanted to sue just purely out of principle. I told him it wasn't a good idea and I wouldn't do it. He demanded to know why not. I took time to inform him that lawyers actually have rules of professional conduct that we are bound to, rules that govern our profession, and that filing lawsuits purely for the purpose of revenge is nothing more than just, well, revenge. And revenge-based litigation, or prosecution for that matter, flies in the face of what is supposed to be allowed. I also let him know that in Alabama we have something called the Litigation Accountability Act that allows somebody to sue to recoup their damages if they can prove that it was a frivolous lawsuit that was filed against them in civil court. Well, my client was still mad, but he realized that I meant it when I said I was not going to help him use the courts to beat people up just because he was mad. He slowed down a little bit until the next situation arose in which he got a good mad. On another occasion, he had the right to sue a company for committing wrongs against his company, and this time he was right. So we filed suit, and it took several years, but we finally won. And then the case settled at mediation. And he was happy as a clam until he wasn't. Then he got mad, and he wanted to renege on the whole thing. And I told him, I said, you just entered into a good faith agreement. You're going to be sued yourself if you don't follow through. Well, that argument took months. We finally got it worked out. On another occasion, the same client was sure he had someone that had wronged him again, and once again he wanted to sue. This time he was also sort of right, so we started the process, at which point he told me he was going to file a police report, try to press criminal charges. And then I told him, once again, take a deep breath. Do not do that. Namely, again, the rules of professional conduct for lawyers, they stipulate that a lawyer cannot threaten criminal action against somebody in order to gain the upper hand in a civil case. So no, I would not be helping him press charges just to make our civil case look good. And then sometime later, I found out he filed a police report anyway without me knowing, and needless to say, I am not his attorney anymore. Okay, so my point in telling you all of that is that I am an attorney. And as an attorney, I believe strongly that my job is to zealously pursue and defend my client's interest. But I also know that sometimes I have to advise my clients that what they feel is not the same as what they can sue for. This is why lawyers are sometimes referred to as counselors, because we're actually giving counsel, both good and bad. And I should say, too, that I take pride in my profession. As an officer of the court, I was sworn in having already provided all the information necessary for background checks and fingerprinting and everything else about me. And I'm sworn to also maintain my license by taking annual continuing legal education that has to include ethics training as well, every single year. And I'm not alone. It's the same for anyone who practices law that way. And maybe I'm just a small fry Alabama lawyer, you know, not the district attorney of Atlanta or Manhattan or San Francisco or Los Angeles or Baltimore with George Soros funding my campaign. But I suspect, though, that regardless of how their campaign was funded, every one of those lawyers is still held to the same type of rigorous standards and rules of conduct that I am. Those rogue DAs who prosecute purely on principle, on an agenda, they may be practicing in a more liberal venue than beautiful North Alabama, but nonetheless, the even and unbiased application of the law is still supposed to be the rule. And sometimes, it's not just the client that needs to hear things they don't want to hear. Sometimes the lawyer needs to be told things that go contrary to their notions. And maybe the lawyer, or in this case, the prosecutor, needs to step back, objectively look at a case or a prosecution, and make sure they don't have their own grievances and emotions and politics and prejudices just all wrapped up in it. Somebody should have done that with Fannie Willis. Somebody should have told her that the practice of law is not for vendettas. Lawyers should never be engaged in lawfare. Well, the Georgia appellate court knew that. Not only did they have to intervene in the present case being brought against Trump because Fannie was wrong, but also because the implication was otherwise very clear that a DA who sacrifices ethics so that she can hang a trophy on her wall is really not a DA. She's just a bounty hunter. And the entire legal system was in jeopardy if it had been allowed to continue. So yeah, Fannie got her fanny handed to her. And it might have saved Lady Justice in the process. Sometimes it's not just the clients who need to hear what they don't want to hear. Sometimes the lawyers and the prosecutors need to be told things as well. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.